Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. Daniel 9:26. Christ came to save sinners, not himself. Some Christians don't consider that Christ had to live a 100% human life, tempted as we are, but without an atom of experiential sin, in order to be the perfect sacrifice. He made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2, 7-8. Only a perfect man could be the perfect sacrifice, so he was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4:15. What does a perfect life look like? He submitted to the Father every second he lived on earth. The Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do, for whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. John 5:19. Then, despite his asking, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me," Luke 22:42. He lay down his life voluntarily. He had told his disciples, "No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father." John 10:17-18. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He put our sins away from us, as far as the east is from the west. Psalms 103:12. The only question that remains is, did Christ die for you? Are you healed by his stripes? If you don't benefit from his sacrifice, it would have been better for you if you had never been born.